Can't get enough podcasts? Well, you'll find a ton of podcasts like TED Talk Daily and Marketplace on Amazon Music. Amazon Music has millions of free podcast episodes to listen to, plus music stations and playlists. If you want your music on demand and ad-free, you have to try Amazon Music Unlimited, where you can listen to any song, anywhere, offline with unlimited skips. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. Just go to amazon.com/news now. That's amazon.com/news now to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 30 days. amazon.com/news now renews automatically. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at tntradioempire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right. The art of the tease. Had people sitting through the commercial break.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that big a deal, but I'll tell you that.
Anyway. I'm going to tell you a joke, and it's found real funny right after this.
No, I won't do that. I met a guy who worked in security, told me recently at a bar we were talking, and I don't know, you must have heard us talk about this before, about how if you randomly get set next to somebody that's famous, and usually that's first class because that's where famous people usually sit. This guy was flying first class from New York to L.A., and he sits down in first class, and right next to him is Kira Sedgwick. But he knows, he's been in the security business, so he knows people. So he knows, I can't say anything. But he's got a five-hour flight next to Kira Sedgwick. And Kevin Bacon's wife and an actress, we've talked to her before. Everybody knows who she is. So he doesn't say anything. They say hi, that's it. And then, like, since he was quiet, she brought up, as the flight took off, after they took off a little bit, I guess you figured out who I am, right?
She said
it first. And he goes, yeah. And she goes, well, that's nice you didn't say anything. And then she says, what do you do for a living? And he told her where he did. Then she started asking him questions about his job. So but then he still didn't want to ask her questions about her job because he knows what she
does. That guy.
But then, like I said, it's a long flight. So then she says to him, well, you know, like Craig talked about how we end text with each other. How do you know it stops? Well, she just says to him, I'm going to watch something now, so
shut up.
This has been nice. Right, we're done. Right.
But he says, he had a great line. He goes, I'm going to watch your movie anyway. So he puts on his movie. So they still got a five-hour flight. So he watches his movie, closes his computer, and then she starts, has a couple glasses of wine, just starts bending his ear.
Yeah.
And he said, I never brought up the word Kevin Bacon. I didn't bring up any of her movies. I said, would it have been great, though, if you'd have had, like, one movie in your with you back in the old DVD. And this was the DVD days, too, probably. And it was just a Kira Sedgwick movie.
Yeah.
And you put it on, and she's there, you know. Or you had, what was that recent TV show she was on? Remember, she ran for a bunch
closer.
Of seasons. Yeah, The Closer. Yeah. That was it, yeah.
Or you just
start streaming The Closer right beside her.
Or Footloose.
She'd be like, do you mind?
Or find a movie where the actress is naked and just put that on your screen.
Yeah.
How creepy is that?
Just run her Mr. Skin library.
But like I said, he did the right thing by not saying anything, and she engaged him twice because it's a five-hour flight. So, yeah, you're going to say something to somebody, aren't you? Unless you're sleeping. But he said it was daytime.
So how long ago was that?
15 years, he said. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
That would have been weird, too, because if somebody's asking you a bunch of questions about yourself, the natural thing is to ask them questions.
Right, because, you know, she's a famous actress, and you work in security. I realize she's interested, but you're also going to say, you know.
I know how to make Kira Sedgwick go,
ask her about. We talked a few times.
We did. And I said, can I ask a Madoff question?
Right.
Because they had just gotten bilked recently.
Right.
And she was, well, wait, what is it?
But her line was great. She said that we could make our money back and most people can't.
Because I asked her if there was a possibility of ever seeing that money again. She said, it was a good answer.
And then we said, put Kevin Bacon on. Right. We'd rather talk to him.
They were in a.
We talked to Kevin Bacon before. He was great.
They were in a fortunate position. They really were.
Yeah.
Is Kevin there? That's what we kept saying.
Right.
Is Kevin? Wake him up. Wake him up.
I mean, she has to get so sick of hearing, I guess I'm 1 degree away from Kevin Bacon now. Yeah.
That's what you say on the beginning of that five-hour flight.
Yeah, right away. She just starts banging her head against the window.
Oh, two stars, brief nudity, by the way.
Postscript to Frank O'Hare. She drinks while he flies.
Good for him. I hope he drinks.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. And we could be buddies, but I don't know. Me sitting 5 hours next to Franco Harris. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Then he scored that touchdown.
I don't know. I wouldn't be the Chris Farley show, but I could get close, you know?
Oh, you'd have to head straight for the bathroom after you got off the plane.
I was going
to
say, yeah, he's sitting there for 5 hours just raging.
Or just put a napkin over your lap.
Yeah. Hand him an eye cover and earplugs.
Yeah, listen to the whole show. That's my wife when she sleeps. Right. Don't look at me.
Yeah. What does Terry Bradshaw eat?
So one time,
breakfast.
Nick, you're like this, Nick. We had we actually talked to Gene Simmons a bunch of times on the radio, but one time Todd hooked me up with Shannon Tweed on the phone because I always dug her back in the day. And we're talking to Shannon Tweed, and we go.
That's when we used to do nice things for each other. I think it was the birthday thing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And Shannon Tweed was on the phone with us, and she said Gene was upstairs, and we're going. And this before I think we actually ever talked to Gene too. We go, can you go wake him up? If you'd have been here, Nick, can you wake up Gene? Can you wake up Gene? And who was the one? Minnie Driver was on the phone with us once, and she was banging Chris Angel, the magician.
Oh, we actually talked to him.
Yeah, she gave him Chris Angel's here. So they were banging each other. He goes, here. And he talked to us for a while. He was cool. And she was cool. Yeah.
When we had Heidi Fleiss, wasn't Tom Sizemore in the bed upstairs?
Yes, and he talked to us too.
Yeah.
And then we also had Rick Fox on, and Elijah Kuzu was in his bed.
Dushku.
Eliza Dushku, yeah.
Dushku, yeah.
He didn't wake her up.
No, but he never made a comment about, I'm banging her, you're not.
Pretty much.
That was a great, he was so cool. Yeah. He goes,
He earned my respect for the rest of his days.
He basically said, I'm banging Elijah Kuzdu, and you're not.
And I know how to say her name.
I got the impression he had just dismounted.
Oh, I think he did, too.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Nailed the dismount, picked up the phone.
Hello.
Yeah, so we're used to bringing up people that lay in bed with other people. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been able to concentrate talking to Shannon Tweed. I'd be like, what's Gene doing?
Yeah.
Like, well, what did he do before he did that?
Well, this is when she did a lot of great nudity in B movies, and that's why I loved her back in the day. So that we talked to her about her career mainly, but we asked if Gene was there. Yeah, you would have ruined that.
Was she?
I know you're naked, but where's Gene?
Was she a playmate?
You prefer God of Thunder or War Machine?
Yeah, big people. That's where they met.
Playboy.
I think they met at the Playboy Mansion years ago. So speaking of Kiss, the guy that signed him is a guy named. Bogart. What's his first name again? Craig?
Neil.
Yeah, Neil Bogart. He signed him for Casablanca's record back in the day. Famous record producer for years. There's a documentary coming out about his life, right?
No.
Oh, it's not about his life,
A movie.
Oh, it's just... Oh. It's a movie about what, then?
It's a movie. It's called Spinning Gold.
Yeah.
It's being released
it's a drama version of his life, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A biopic and... Okay, this thing says about the early years of Kiss, but that's horse hockey.
Yeah.
That's not what this is. This is about the early years of Casablanca Records.
Yeah, and they signed Kiss.
So Kiss is part of this.
Yeah.
And
he signed a lot of disco records back in the day, too. A lot of stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they decided to put this on film, the story of Casablanca Records on film, done by Neil Bogart's kids.
Oh. It looks. I saw
the whitewashed.
The trailer I saw looks kind of cheesy.
It does.
It did look.
But here's why. First of all, they were home to Kiss, Donna Summer, Village People, Parliament, Funkadelic. Just an amazing record label with all kinds of excesses.
Right.
You know, was cocaine. The classic excess record label.
Right.
Blow. Yeah. Just everything.
Yeah.
And a lot of it.
Yeah.
So they're going to tell that story. Now, they say the original songs, even though you recognize the songs,
the
original
songs
are not used for the soundtrack, which is going to be coming out. They say that they opted for new versions of these songs that demonstrate how the genesis of these songs from the demo phase to the top of the Billboard charts.
Well, it sounds to me... like they couldn't get the rights from the artists. Because I read something about Eddie Trunk said that the makeup's a little off.
It is a little off. Yeah. I'm looking at it.
He said everybody was on board.
Well, the makeup's a little off.
In the article that I read, they said everybody was on board.
But they've got the actual logo behind them.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. That's what I was surprised by that Eddie Trunk said the makeup's a little off, but the logo looks the same. But you mentioned this before, Nick. Their makeup has evolved a little bit.
Yeah, but by the time they were playing arenas like that, it was set.
It was. You're right. You're right.
Oh, they may have said, we're on board for this price. And they went, Who knows?
Well, this the 2-minute teaser that they have out there shows this guy Neil Bogart watching backstage as the crowd goes wild at a Kiss show.
That's what I watched. Yeah,
yeah, and that's all there is right now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't want to hear bastardized. I can't say version of Shout It Out Loud.
Listen to this trailer. It's a little different. You'll hear the bastardized version of Shout It Out. Or I'm sorry, Rock and Roll All Night. Man.
That's why Mr. Miss is going to sue you, by the way, the bastardized version of...
I hope so. Yeah. I don't know if I should buy a frame now or wait until I get it.
Yeah.
So it'll sound slightly different, like those compilations
remember those back in the day?
Where they couldn't get the rights to it, so they redid it somehow.
Yeah.
But it's not quite the same.
Lead singer redoes it or something like that. Yeah, it's pretty lame.
Yeah, and I don't know who is actually recording the new versions. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they're getting these new versions. I didn't find that out in the article that I read.
It's Ace.
So did he call himself Neil Bogart? Because he wasn't born Neil Bogart before.
His kids are Bogarts.
Okay. Well,
so beyond that, I don't. I can't answer that.
Keep famous names. So.
He was born Bogats.
Okay.
And I guess it sounded too Jewish at the time.
Yeah. All right. Well, he may have actually changed his name.
Yeah.
And
he would do that.
But his kids are both Bogarts.
But hence the Casablanca.
Don't hear Bogart as a verb as much anymore.
No, Bogart, joint.
Yeah.
You don't.
Maybe he started that.
Just started sucking on joints with his dick too much.
Watch out. He's going to Bogart's going to Bogart that.
Actress Rebel Wilson opening up about the time she says she was sexually harassed by a former co-star. Speaking to People, she said the unidentified co-star pulled down his pants in front of her and made sexual requests in front of his friends. She said after that, the co-star tried to destroy her and her career. She said it happened before the Me Too movement, so she didn't go public with this thing. She said if things happen now, she would stand up for herself more. So, and other women have shared their stories and allowed her to do the same. So, you know, she at some point we're going to, I guess, hear more about this.
Oh, yeah. The mayor wants to know, what she was wearing.
Hal Dobb was his name. Yeah. What was she wearing?
Yeah.
I just watched her new Netflix movie. That's fine.
That's fine. Okay.
Senior year.
Sure.
I've seen it up on the menu.
She's thin and hot.
My wife had it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was one of those, like, when she was in high school, she went into a coma.
Oh.
And then when she comes out of a coma, like 20 years later,
she has to go back to high school
because she never finished high school. So she's like the old person in high school.
But her brain's still a high school kid?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's been done about 1,000 times.
Yeah.
In a variation.
Mm-hmm. Right. And those other ones weren't great either.
Yeah.
You see Charles Barkley.
She's like, that's awful. Yeah. Hey, and she was sexually harassed. And her new movie sucks.
Yeah, we didn't whip your wiener out or anything.
No.
Charles Barkley is a great
comeback. Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he went to kindergarten.
Yeah.
That's right. And he was never in a coma. I think he was just dumb.
He was just dumb,
totally dumb.
No, I love the fact, this is what Charles Barkley said to some heckling fans. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, he was in the Bay Area covering the Western Conference Finals. This was Wednesday night on TNT's Inside the NBA, set outside the Golden State's Chase Center. Some spectators in the background went after him because he has no rings, no championship rings.
Charles spells championship,
one fan yelled out. Others shouted to get his attention. Charles turned around and said, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to come to your house and F your mama.
Right. I love him. He is the best.
Zero Fs to give.
Right.
Well, one for your mom.
Well, but that's it.
I love that he does that, and nobody, TNT is not going to say you're dull.
No, nothing.
Well, the fans loved it. The people that he said it to loved it.
I get it, but that's the persona he has, and he's allowed to do what he wants. He's like Snoop Dogg. He could do what he wants.
Well, that's why they have him on TNT.
Right.
Is because he's got that personality.
Right.
Yeah, that show that he does with Shaq, it makes me wish I paid more attention to basketball.
It's a funny show.
Every time I see clips of it, it looks hilarious. Right. I'm not going to hang with the whole thing, but they're good together.
The back and forth between all of them is great.
The clip of Charles Barkley was talking about rebounding it. When you're in there banging another guy, and then the other guy's Shaq just starts giggling like an idiot. Like this show.
Even Ernie Johnson.
I know.
Yeah. The professional in the room. Yeah. Even Ernie Johnson fell about the place.
And then Charles goes, of all people, come on, really, guys?
Was it John Oliver that played a montage of, Shaq telling you, to fill your tank up. You save a lot of money.
If you fill up when it's half full.
You wait till it's half. Apparently, that was a running theme because they had about five or six different clips.
Right.
Same argument every time.
Yeah. Instead of putting $40 in, fill it up at halfway and only put $20 in. But then you still spit. Shaq, still is. There's no save.
There was no convincing
you
him.
You just did not compute.
Didn't compute. No. Oh, it could be one of those things, though. You know, when you get in an argument and you end up being wrong halfway through and you go, I'm just going to stick with it now.
Yeah, you dug in.
I know. This was, Todd's right. This is like five or six different clips from different shows. So this was a running theme. Right. They just could not pound this into Shaq's skull that that's not going to save money.
They couldn't.
Now, finally, at the end, Ernie would just
I used to do that, though.
His hands.
Yeah. I remember doing that before, kind of like that. You know, I'd put $5 in at a time because I didn't have $20. So in my brain, I was thinking, well, this is better. I got $5. I'll put $5 in.
Well, you also needed to spend it on gas before you spend it on something else.
That's right.
Well, what
that's
it does, true. It just lessens the sticker shock.
That's it.
It doesn't save you any money.
That's all it is.
And that's what Shaq was thinking, right?
But it's surprising because he's such a good businessman.
Yeah. I know. Oh, he's a great businessman. He couldn't get that sticker shock thing out of his brain.
You think somebody who was that good at business would understand that concept.
Yeah. That he's not really saving money.
Right. Yeah. Right. How do you rebound Papa John's and not know,
I know.
You're not getting a better deal just because it's half a tank?
He's on the boards of a lot of these companies, too. Mm-hmm. Not just,
To help heal Pope Francis's bad knee.
Stop kneeling.
Doctors have prescribed a wheelchair, a cane, physical therapy.
How about
according
Pope?
To a viral video of the Pope at the end of a recent audience, Francis quipped, well, he was asked. He was riding in the Pope Mobile in St. Peter's Square when he would stop near a group of Mexican seminarians from the who asked him in his native Spanish how his knee was doing. After he replied that it was capricious, they told Francis they admired his ability to smile despite the pain and that he was an example
for probably should have hurt like a priest.
And so he asked him, do you know what I need for my knee? Some tequila.
Oh. Hmm.
They laughed and promised to deliver a bottle to the place where he lives.
I would yell, Popes, that's still bothering you. That's what I would yell to him.
What happened, Pope? Tell me later.
Tell me later, Pope.
Yeah, so the Pope likes his tequila, apparently, at least for pain management.
Right. Is there a special ambulance for the Pope that's like the same bubble like his car?
Probably, yeah.
Well, now when somebody
like the bubble he lives in?
Yeah. My knee is doing, I will say, capricious, even though I don't know what it means.
It sounds good. And that's one of those things where people probably won't question it because they're going to pretend like they know what it means.
Yeah. Especially the Pope says it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it hurts like a bitch. The gravy said that.
In an interview with New York Times Magazine, Christopher Walken was asked if he'd ever been a heavy marijuana smoker. He said, sure.
All right.
Then he was asked, do you still smoke? Again, Christopher Walken said, sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were high as hell during this interview.
That guy's been lazy his whole life, too. Not working at all, like Doc Oz says.
Right.
Yeah. If you get high, Doc Oz actually said he don't want Pennsylvania people to get high every day because they won't be working.
And I don't want people smoking their fourth joint of the day past me on the interstate.
That's
or
what
on the
people
roadway.
Who smoke four
Dr.
joints
Oz
do.
Is an idiot. Pennsylvania.
Which would imply that they've left the house. Right. So he just contradicted himself completely.
I tweeted out the clip.
He's dumber than I thought.
Yeah, he is dumber. Yeah.
Christopher Walken is an amazing dancer. You ever see that video he did for Fatboy Slim or something?
He was a song and dance man before he became anything else.
Yeah. Oh, was he?
Yep. Before he became an actor.
And Iron Maiden coming out with a new coloring book. So get your new Iron Maiden coloring book.
I'm going to go out on that.
As well.
I like that.
Well, it was that or silence.
No, I liked it. I'm not even picking on you.
You made an interesting choice.
I'm not even picking on you.
I did.
Because I want to say goodbye now, and that's going to help. And I like that. Go pick up your Iron Maiden coloring book. More Iron Maiden news.
Yeah, we do need more of that. I'll give you that.
Craig Peters joined us. That was funny. He always is. Yeah. Check him out. Also, Stephen Michael Cazada from Breaking Bad. But he's a comedian. More importantly, he's with Nick tonight.
Yes.
Where, Nick?
Tonight, James Arthur Vineyard in Raymond, Nebraska, and Screamers in Lincoln. And then tomorrow night, I will be at J&R Saloon in Shenandoah, Iowa.
We're talking to our friend Lewis Black once we get off the air. We're filming something for our live show. So that'll be fun. Once you get that done, we'll let you know how that's going to work out.
Oh, Craig Peters would say it's not really on film.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's on digital.
He's all nitpicky.
Next week, Push, you got anything lined up?
Mr. Skin on Monday. Yeah. Tuesday, we're talking to Jay Glazer and also actress, comedian Marilyn Ryskub.
Yeah.
Later on, Reno Collier will be here with us next Friday.
That's right. Love Reno.
Mark's going to come back, Nick's dad. He'll be here on Wednesday next week. We got a lot of stuff going on.
I was curious, Cedric naked anywhere, Mr. Skin?
Like two or three different titles 15, 20 years ago or more.
Okay.
Yeah. Two All stars.
Right. All right. Just wanted to know.
Good to know.
Good to know. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find. Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.